FM 90.3 WJTLR, a story you cannot be stopped. Newsboys Guilty, good morning to you at 7:02.
And this Thursday, May 7th, in case you didn't know, is the National Day of Prayer. Be sure to tune in right here to WJTL from 7 to 8 Thursday night, as we're going to broadcast the virtual event. You can get all the details at LancasterNDP.com.
Joining us on the phone, Tannen Herman, the director of Wild Heart Ministries in Harrisburg. Good morning, Tannen.
Good morning. It's good to be with you guys.
Oh, it's great to have you. Anyone you'd like to say hello to this morning?
Oh, just to all of our friends and family, I guess, here in the central PA area.
Wonderful. Tell us about Wild Heart Ministries.
Yeah, so about 7 years ago, my wife and I did a crazy thing, moved here from Oklahoma and started working in inner city in a little neighborhood called Allison Hill that's famous in our area for not too many great reasons. And we've just been seeing God do some really incredible things through some very simple acts of kindness, which have resulted up until this point. We've seen a few million pounds of trash removed from a neighborhood, resulting in just a drop in crime, a drop in murder. Like literally we're seeing a community transformed before our eyes by seeing the church stand up together and bringing people together across faith and all sorts of crazy stuff. So it's just been amazing to do it. So we're trying to tell the story because we think it's awesome.
Well, you must have some great stories about how God has worked through that ministry. Any that you could share that kind of give us a glimpse into what life is like for Wild Heart Ministries and those you're impacting?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can imagine it's not normal for most of us to willfully choose to live in places that are very different from what we're used to. But having lived here in this community, I mean, you just fall in love with this place when you stay here. And it's been neat to see so many neighbors kind of emerge from a place of hopelessness and despair into really believing that there is a future that they can hold on to. So, I mean, it's just been an amazing manifestation of what does it look like to bring the hope of Jesus Christ into a community that has been given every reason to believe that maybe that doesn't exist. And so, I mean, I could go on and on, story after story from neighbor to neighbor, but what we've been seeing is really how a city, an entire city, has been rallying together to serve one demographic of people, and we're beginning to see some really radical change in that place.
So, Tannen, I'm curious, how has your ministry or maybe the daily things of what you're focusing on, how has it changed during this COVID crisis?
Yeah, well, surprisingly, a big part of what we do is focusing on the beautification thing. So that obviously had to take a shift because of the coronavirus. But what we've been able to do is, because of our success in mobilizing volunteers, is actually support several different food banks in the area who lost volunteers because people being concerned about getting the coronavirus. So we've been working actually with the local police department to provide about 6,000 meals to students in the area. We've been working with another one right from our front steps. We live down here in the community in a big mansion, and so we've been hosting a food giveaway on our front steps, as well as we actually created a delivery service for another food bank to work with shut-ins and elderly and immunocompromised. So it's been really neat to see how the needs in the community have been reduced down to we just got to help each other out. So we're doing that.
That's very cool. Tannen, if folks want more information about Wild Heart Ministries, can they visit you online?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a website, wildheartministries.net. We're also on Facebook. And it's great ways, easy ways for you to connect. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for financial gifts. I mean, everything that you'd want to do to sow into this community, we're always looking for that.
Check it out online, wildheartministries.net. We'll talk more with Tannen coming up in just a bit. Also on the way, music from Crowder, Riley Clement.